The Uganda National Examinations Board has released the 2025 Uganda Certificate of Education Examinations, indicating that 99.69% of the candidates passed. The overall results released today show that 429,949 candidates who served for the 2025 Uganda Certificate of Education Examinations under the new curriculum have passed and qualified for UNEF certificate. Speaking at the release of the results at the Nakasero State House today, the Executive Director, Uganda National Examinations Board, UNEF, Daniel Odongo, indicated that a higher percentage of candidates have demonstrated a high level of competence in all major subjects. Odongo said that in English language, at least 97.4% of candidates achieved grades A to D, while 3.6% attained grade E. In mathematics, 97.2% of candidates earned grades A to D, with 2.8% scoring grade E, considered elementary, while in chemistry, 93.9% of candidates passed with grades A to D, and 6.1% received grade E. Odongo notes that exceptional achievements were especially evident in subjects such as Christian religious education, geography and English language, because candidates achieved C and above compared to 2024.
Candidates have achieved at higher levels of C and above in 2025 compared to 2024. Now this is quite also encouraging when we look at the sciences, where the percentages of candidates who have not achieved at least a D level has dropped very significantly. Mama, if we look at the column of E in 2025 against the core science subjects, physics, for example, in 2024, 12.8% of the candidates did not score even the basic level. That has dropped very significantly from 12.8 to just 0.7. In chemistry, we also had 6.1% in 2024 failing to achieve the minimum D level required, but that has also dropped to 0.6.
Professor Celestino Obua, the UNEB chairperson, reports that from research they have done, it was discovered that learners are highly appreciating the new competence-based curriculum compared to the old curriculum, despite a few challenges.
The results confirm this as a very good curriculum, destined to produce the kind of Ugandans that the country needs to propel its socioeconomic growth to the middle income status that we envisage. The results of the study indicate that the learners research and can construct knowledge. They are creative, innovative, and communicate better. However, the study reveals some gaps that may impact the teaching-learning process. And this include inadequate library with internet facilities that the learners need to aid their research work. Large class sizes. Both teachers and learners who participated in the study point out that this makes it difficult for teachers to attend to learners who may need help.
Dr. Justin Muyingo, State Minister for Higher Institutions of Learning, challenged teachers to know that the competence-based curriculum needs their full presence, noting that the implementation of the new lower secondary school curriculum has created a shift in the way learners are trained.
The UC examination marks a significant transition in the academic journey of our learners. It opens pathways to advanced secondary education, technical and vocational training, and other skill development opportunities aligned with our national development goals. As a government, we remain very committed to strengthening quality assurances, curriculum implementation, and equitable access to education at all levels. Mama, as we continue implementing the lower secondary competence-based curriculum, I would like to remind my teachers that this curriculum is intensive and requires your full physical presence and the creativity for it to be effectively delivered.
The minister